What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Zion, let me get to the Hall of Fame stuff. We've certainly done a lot of Pete Alonso, but we do appreciate all the interactions. Thank you very much. All right, so this is a popular point. Beningo made this with Tiki and I the other day, and this is about the Hall of Fame. This is from Dave. Dave writes, Evan, love the show. Want to comment on John Franco's Hall of Fame credentials. This, of course, in relation to Billy Wagner getting into the Hall of Fame. The two things that should be judged are peak performance period and longevity. John Franco should meet both of these criteria. The guy pitched 21 seasons, over 1,200 innings, an ERA of 2.89, 14 seasons with a sub-3 ERA. Top 7 Cy Young finish in 1994. Yes, a strike-shortened season, but still, 4-time All-Star, 424 saves, 7th most, and the most amongst lefties, more than Billy Wagner. He did. He had 2 more saves than Billy Wagner. Why is it that some guys just do not get love from the voters? Is it because he was a soft-throwing lefty? Is it because he didn't win a World Series? He wasn't really a bleep to writers like a Ted Williams. Oh, and he did this all during the steroid era. I was watching a lot in the late 90s Mets. I was watching a late 90s Met game recently where Fran Healy referred to John Franco as a future Hall of Famer. It sounded weird to hear that considering his first and last year on the ballot was 2011 when he only received 4.7% of the vote. I'm obviously a biased Met fan, but this seems criminal. Some guys just don't get the votes, and it's for no good reason. Carlos Delgado is another who maybe isn't a Hall of Famer, but deserves more love. Hopefully a movement can happen to get Franco in the Hall of Fame on the Veterans Committee or something. Keep up the great work, Dave. So I will take one point that you said that I agree with, and that is guys don't get enough consideration. Like, one thing I love about David Wright remaining on the ballot, he moved up, I think he got about 8 or 9% this time, is that he's going to continue to be considered. And who knows, maybe 4 or 5 years from now, David Wright will be viewed a little bit differently. That's what happens with a lot of these guys. They just get viewed differently. I did a whole Hall of Fame, Rico, if you missed it. It was posted on Monday. And one of the points I really pushed was Johan Santana. That I really believe if Johan Santana was on the ballot, and writers and fans gave him another look, he would be a Hall of Famer. Because for a 4 to 5 year period, he was elite. He was better than CC Sabathia, who just became a first ballot Hall of Famer. And unfortunately for Santana, he was on the ballot 1 year. Kind of like John Franco. We got like 3% of the vote. You need 5 to remain on the ballot. He was off the ballot. So I do agree. And I don't know if it's changing the rule. Probably not, because you know, you don't want to keep guys who are clearly not Hall of Famers on the ballot. You know, Mark Grisolanic shouldn't stay on the ballot for 7 years. Sorry for, excuse me, sorry that poor Mark Grisolanic had to get strays. It really is nothing personal. But I do think that getting more time to be considered can help your case. John Franco, who I put over recently on Errico as, in my lifetime, probably the closer I would go to and trust the most if I was building an all-time Met team. I'm not trusting Armando Benitez. I'm not trusting Billy Wagner. I personally hold him responsible for a lot of what happened in 2006. Edwin Diaz is up there, but it's probably John Franco. So obviously, I have a love for John Franco. I'm just going to say it. He is not a Hall of Famer. He's just not. And honestly, the more I think about Billy Wagner, I don't think he is either. Now, one thing that moved me is I saw the emotion that Billy Wagner had. And as a human, I'm happy for him. I think John Franco's an awesome dude. If John Franco got into the Hall of Fame, I'd be thrilled for him. But if you're asking me right now, and we could go through Franco's numbers, and I did a little bit before the Rico, because Joe brought this up too, Billy Wagner versus John Franco. Billy Wagner was better. Like, I mean, basically, every metric tells you that. Over their course of their careers, Billy Wagner had a better ERA by more than half a run. He had a much better ERA plus. The strikeouts are not even on the same planet. The walk percentage was a little bit lower, but it was reasonably close. The only thing Franco had on him, besides pitching more, was Billy Wagner gave up a lot more home runs. And the other thing John Franco had on Billy Wagner, and I guess this goes back to my initial point about trusting him, is postseason numbers. Billy Wagner was an absolutely atrocious train wreck of a postseason pitcher. Like, I don't think people realize how bad Billy Wagner was. And it's not just with us, the Sotoguchi moment from game two. Billy Wagner threw 11 and two-thirds innings, postseason innings. He gave up 13 runs. That's a 10.03 ERA. John Franco, on the other hand, 14 out of third innings, 11 hits, 3 runs. That's a 1.88 ERA, including striking out Barry Bonds in that epic moment against the Giants back in 2000. But I just can't, with a straight face, tell you that John was better than Billy Wagner in his prime. And look, the closer thing is tough because Mariano Rivera is clearly a Hall of Famer. Trevor Hoffman is clearly a Hall of Famer. Is Lee Smith? He's in, but is he? I don't know. If Billy Wagner's a Hall of Famer, doesn't that make Craig Kimbrell a Hall of
Famer? Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hall of Famer. So I love John Franco. My answer, though, is I do not think he is a Hall of Famer, in my opinion. But I appreciate him getting, you know, some love and talked about a little bit because he did have a hell of a career. Now, let me read this email from Yanni. Yanni writes, Evan, I agree with you that Carlos Beltran is a borderline case. Ultimately, I believe he deserves enshrinement and is clearly going to get in. And almost certainly next year, there are no first ballot Hall of Famers joining the fray in 2026. You are right. I believe that the ballot next year will get Carlos in, and I think he's going to get Andrew Jones in. I think the two elite center fielders are both going to get in. Yanni goes on to write, my argument for Carlos is that he is actually the epitome of a capless Hall of Famer. When you think of fame and you think of big moments, you don't think of Carlos as a Met. This is partly why Met fans, yourself included, feel weird about potentially retiring his number. His legacy with the Mets is complicated and is not legendary. The big moments for Carlos that everyone remembers are the 2004 postseason home runs with the Astros, the walk-off single in the 2013 NLDS with the Cardinals, and the Adam Wainwright strikeout. I'll let you analyze which of those moments were good for his legacy and which weren't. Yes, the Mets are not in Game 7 of the 06 NLCS without Beltran. Yes, Carlos Beltran tried to single-handedly will the Mets into the playoffs in 2008 down the stretch. But other than that, what is he remembered for as a Met? Here's a chart I've made that shows that his fame and statistics are evenly distributed across 3 eras, the Royals, the Mets, and all the other teams. He has a commanding lead in different areas for all 3 eras. And his biggest moments came for teams that he will not enter the hall wearing a cap for. Ultimately, Carlos Beltran should be enshrined due to his various contributions to baseball across all teams and leagues, not because of his contributions to the New York Mets. So let me give you this chart that Yanni put together. Great work by him. He had 3,500 plate appearances with the Royals, 3,600 with the Mets, 38 with the field. So he's right. It's a pretty good split between Royals, Mets, and the field. He was an all-star once with the Royals, 5 times with the Mets. Five times a lot, man. And 3 times with the field. He won 1 World Series. That was with the field. He won 2 pennants, both with the field. All his gold gloves with the Mets. All his silver sluggers with the Mets. His baseball reference war with Kansas City, 24.8. With the Mets, 31.1. With the rest of baseball, 14.2. Top 10 MVP finishes, 1 with Kansas City, 1 with the Mets, 0 with the field. And his biggest moments he has with the field, which I completely agree with. It's a compelling point. It's also compelling because the capless or the teamless cap is sort of a thing now. Like, you don't have to have a logo of a team when you go into the Hall of Fame. And I think in this era that we live in, you know, Jeff Kent to me is a Hall of Famer. He's actually going to be considered on the contemporary ballot when it comes out next year. And whenever I've talked about Jeff Kent, I'm like, he doesn't have a team. What are you going to put him as an Astro, a Dodger, a Giant? He's not a Met. Like, what is he? So I get your point. And I think the best point that you make, Yanni, it's a really good one, is not the stats, because the stats tell me he's a Met. You know, you go through all of this, the stats, if we're just looking at regular season stats, he is a New York Met. He's not a Royal. He's not a field. But what you make a really good point about was the playoff moments. Like, I think a part of the magistry of Carlos Beltran is that he was one of the great playoff performers we've ever seen. I mean, that run he had in 2004 was like inhuman. Well, it wasn't with the Mets and it wasn't with the Royals. It was with the Astros. So you're right. You mentioned what happened in 2013. That was with the Cardinals. He won a World Series with the Houston Astros, his second trip to Houston. So it is a great point that even if his stats say Mets, and they do, his playoff moments say other teams. It's a very good point.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.